Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, everyone. Stick around for our anal bead chat at the end of the show.
You sound really good in the ears. I don't know if anyone's
crazy. So do you. I think it's because we've got these new headphones.
Oh, fantastic headphones from Rode.
Rode, really good. They also have not paid us for this, so.
We just love them.
We just love them.
By the way, Jimmy and Nath came in here before and went, hey guys, by the way, what's with those headphones you got on? We said, why? They went, they look really good. We went,
and well, then they tried them on and they were screaming at each other because they completely sound, what's it called?
Like soundproof, like noise cancelling.
Noise cancelling.
You don't hear the outside, you don't even hear the inside.
I only hear the crisp inside.
Beautiful.
Anyway. Imagine listening to Charlie Puth's left and right in these.
You know what?
I can feel you over here. Oh, I can feel you over here. Take up every corner. I'm my man. What you gonna do now? Hey, speaking of, Young Gravy has a new song out.
I was trying to say to you.
We're
in sync again.
I
was listening to C'est La Vie on the way up here.
Oh my God. Sorry, everyone. We're just going to have to quickly listen to C'est La Vie.
This ain't free, baby. Pay my fee. C'est La Vie. It's so good. Yeah,
it's so good.
Put it in there. Put it in the headphones.
Sorry, if you haven't heard it, listen to it. We love Young Gravy here.
That's what I was trying to say to you just before you started talking.
We are so in sync.
Oh my God, baby.
Scary, scary, scary. Anyway, guys, sorry for that little outburst. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And up now. Spoilers.
You've changed your mind on something. Oh, yeah. You've already given away. Never mind.
What a spoiler.
What a spoiler.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So if you haven't heard, I was on a holiday last week, right?
Here we go. Fiji time. Island time, baby.
Sorry, it took me a while to get going today because I got my headphones. But I also was thinking, like, it's island time, baby. Nothing matters.
No, it doesn't.
So while I was on the holiday, I kind of had a realization.
Here we go.
And I had something that I wanted to bring up, and then I wanted to maybe retract. Let me set the scene.
Oh no, not a retraction. Okay. An Abby Chatfield retraction.
And it's very rare that I say that I'm incorrect.
That's true.
Maybe I wasn't incorrect. Maybe I just had a change of perspective.
Yeah, okay. All right. What is it?
Okay, so while I was over there, my bestie Rowdy and I obviously wanted to watch a few different shows. Those two shows that mean the most to us in the world are on Saturdays, Drag Race Down Under.
Yep.
RuPaul's.
Okay. Yeah. Is there another one? I don't think there is another one. There's only one, right?
Side note, Rowdy thought of the best drag name.
Can we say it? Is it appropriate?
I think, yeah, it is.
Okay, great.
Jason Waterfalls.
It's a great one.
Don't go.
Jason Waterfalls.
Hilarious.
That's a classic Rowdy line, isn't it?
But moving on from that.
Yep.
Jason. And also, Jason. Like, what? Oh. Okay, so Drag Race is important to us. And also Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Current season. Because currently there's a bit of drama with Kathy Hilton. And of course, we're all involved in the Hilton drama. Okay?
Of course. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
Rinna's there. It's very dramatic.
Rinna's.
So everyone's out of control. So on the Saturday, Rowdy and I got home from a big day at the pool, big day on the pina coladas.
Absolutely.
And we sat and we snuggled into bed in our robes, bit sun-kissed, and went, do you want to watch Drag Race?
Time to go, baby.
Right? So yeah, excited.
Of course.
I brought the iPad for this reason, so that I could watch Drag Race.
Is that why you got the iPad? You pitched that whole thing to me that was so great for your mind, and you were so organized with the Apple Pencil.
No.
You said to me, you said, look at this, I can write the words and it turns into font.
Gizmos and gadgets are plenty, but it actually was partly so I can watch telly on the all the planes.
Okay.
I catch.
Yeah. Okay.
And also when I was there, and so we get there, I'm all excited to start my little Drag Race journey. Open the Stan app. Sorry, not supported.
Oh, of course.
In Fiji.
Yeah, because you're out of the country.
And I thought, makes sense.
Hey, no, yeah,
not makes sense. That's fair enough. Yeah. You know.
Did you download one of those VPN things? You get a little VPN?
Well, then I thought I'm downloading a VPN for my holiday. Like, that's just so dramatic. Like, I don't need to watch that badly. And then I thought, you know, whatever, it's fine. I don't really mind if I find out who wins. I'm in the shower. I hear Rowdy going, no! I was like, what's that? He's like, I've just found out who won Drag Race by accident.
Oh, Rowdy.
Because Rowdy was scrolling through his Instagram page. I then go, don't tell me. Will I be happy? He goes, yes. I go, don't tell me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just going to not go on Instagram the rest of the night. I post all these stories going, I'm not going to go on Instagram. Ironic that I posted things on Instagram, saying that I'm not going to go on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. I then exit out of my stories and I go, as a reaction, a quick scroll.
Uh-huh.
Then I see Art Simone.
Oh, Art. Art.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
And you know what's annoying as well? I see Art Simone with the winner, Spanky Jackson, who we love, who I was very happy about her winning.
Congrats.
But the thing is, Spanky's about a foot taller than Art. So I saw Spanky's face before I saw Art's.
Oh, so
I couldn't
knew.
Even have a warning. I was even like, oh, Art's posted, better not look at it. It was like artist underscore and then Spanky Jackson's face. And the caption was just, congrats to our down under superstar. And I.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Was raging.
Furious.
I couldn't believe this had happened to me. I couldn't believe that I had a spoiler. Then I realized something.
Mm.
I realized I'm a hypocrite. Because I think at the start of the year, I was raging about people being sooks about spoilers. Was I not?
I've got a bit here that just popped in the video.
I don't care. Even if it came out a minute ago, I simply don't care. If you are so obsessed with not only the ending, avoid anything else. Mm. If you want to know so badly, watch it. That's the first thing you do. You watch the whole series, right?
Just avoid it. Just avoid it out of the words of Abby Chatfield. If you don't, I don't even care if it was 1 minute ago. Just avoid it. Now, what did you not do?
Avoid it.
Okay, so
that sex gremlin? Come back.
Avoid it. Look, I tried to avoid it, but you know what? Past Abby, first of all, very aggressive. She needs to have a little bit of a breather because you know what? I'm hurt that I got a show spoiled. So past Abby, please calm down.
I've heard you speak like that last week.
I think even this morning.
This morning.
Still in the past.
In the past.
I'm very calm and very regretful that I ever yelled at everyone.
Yeah.
Because the thing is like, yeah, I did know it was happening. And yeah, I should have stayed off Instagram. In fact, I vowed to.
You did.
I looked and I was still mad at Art Simone. I actually posted and tagged Art Simone and I said, how dare you? I said, how dare you post about it, Art Simone, without a spoiler first slide on the Instagram page? But
that is the proper etiquette. Spoiler.
Well, I used to always spoil Masked Singer things and I was like, get over it.
Wow.
I'm in Perth. Okay, well, get over it. Wait until later on. But now I know.
The Perth thing's different though, I think, because you're in the country, you're just behind.
Guys, honestly, get on 10play.
And watch it live.
Is this bad that You can just change your location on 10play. That's what I do. Yeah. That's what I used to do with The Bachelor when it was daylight savings and I was in Brisbane. And I had to do Bachelor recaps and I wanted to watch it earlier. So I had to change my whole location to Sydney, Australia. Anyway.
Alert.
So I just thought this is a learning moment. I think it's good to admit that you were not wrong.
Good to reflect.
Maybe that your mind was changed. So mind was changed from I do understand people being upset about spoilers. Now. I actually don't care about people who upset about spoilers in regards to TV shows, fake ones. Okay. Don't care about if it's a fake one. Don't care.
Got you.
But reality shows, I get it. Okay. Winner, I get it.
Okay, yeah.
Eliminations, don't care. Winner, I get it.
Winner, it's the crescendo, isn't it? Boom.
It's the crux.
It's the crux of it.
And I ruined it. Well, actually, Art Simone ruined it. So
we can blame Art. I'm okay to blame
Art. Yeah, I love you, Art Simone.
Love you, but blaming you.
Blaming you. So I want to ask on 131060, what have you changed your mind on?
Hot Nights Podcast.
I've had to eat my very aggressive words.
Oh, do you want
to
hear them? I do have them here.
Oh, okay. I don't care. Even if it came out a minute ago, I simply don't care. If you are so obsessed with not only the ending, avoid anything else. If you want to know so badly, just watch it. That's the first thing you do. You watch the whole series, right?
Yeah, so that's about spoilers, guys, if you weren't sure. Abby didn't care, doesn't care about spoilers. Oh, but maybe change your mind.
Okay, but because I was in Fiji, I couldn't watch the RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under season 2 finale, and I saw the winner, Spanky Jackson, on Art Simone's Instagram. And if anyone doesn't watch Drag Race, that makes no sense to you, what I just said.
Spanky Jackson.
And then on Art Simone's Instagram.
What's Art Simone? The best.
The best. We love Art Simone. But, yeah, so I had to kind of eat my words and my mind was changed. So I asked you all on 131060, when did you change your mind? It wasn't that you were wrong. you changed your mind.
Yeah, you just changed your mind a bit.
Bailey, what happened with you?
Hi. First of all, you ruined the ending for me for Drag Race. I was going to watch it.
Babe, okay, no. Bailey, hang on, Bailey. That was 2 weeks ago now, doll.
I know, but I wanted to watch it.
So you've avoided all of Pedestrian. You've avoided all the news outlets. You don't follow any of the queens. You're telling me that.
No. Well, I do, but like I hardly go on Instagram as it is anyway.
Well, Bailey,
now you can blame the Chatfield.
Bailey, I think you're twisting things here to blame me. And you know what? No. I feel a rage coming on, Bailey. Uh-oh. But you tell me what you changed your mind on.
A little Bailey rage.
So I've changed my mind on my perspective of cars. So I used to drive like the expensive, like high performance car. That's like really loud, like literally go around a corner, really loud, obnoxious. And then I've actually ordered an electric car.
Oh.
Slay. Okay, because the world's ending because of climate change.
Yeah, kind of.
Why? What's the reason? Why did you change your mind? And so you liked the pollution before, and now you've changed your mind on pollution?
No, honestly, I'm literally a massive advocate for like clean energy, literally everything. I'm trying to get solar panels sorted as it is.
Yeah.
But the reason why is because I can't afford fuel.
Yes, because the fuel discount ends today. And to be honest, yeah, that's on a sleigh.
That's a zero.
No,
so
God, no.
that's a good thing to change your mind on. Too bad they're all ugly, those cars. All right, Darian, what did you change your mind on?
Hey, how you doing? Kids, little kids, man, used to hate them.
Oh, I currently do.
Had no time for them. People walking with their toddlers. I'm like, why am I walking at your kid's pace to pick it up?
No, but agree.
Oh yeah,
can't stand them.
Now I'm that dude. So yeah. And I feel bad for the way I used to act sometimes. Yeah,
oh, because you're a dad
having
now.
Kids.
You're a dad
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
How did you used to act? Mine's all internal. You know,
yeah, pretty internal. But you know what I mean? You used to be like, oh, how would you explain it? I don't know. Zero time from like, man, I don't want to hear your kid crying or like, pick it up. I want to walk faster.
I agree. But,
yeah, now I'm that dude that walks with his toddler. You I can walk agree. Behind me.
That's what it is. That's me. At the beach the other day, at the dog beach, this baby cried every time a dog would bark. And I was like, get your kid off the beach.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Sorry, serious
Season
time.
2 of the Star original series, The Kardashians, is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday.
Slay.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergory.
You see how I had to get you with the drone there to get you to stop singing? Ba-bam.
Yeah, ba-bam. I also just burped. That's why I couldn't sing along.
My tummy, you will hear at some point tonight, my tummy will go, and it won't be fart. It's just internal.
Getting a bit sweaty.
You got a tracksuit on, though.
Might take it off in a bit. Okay, guys, Chattergories. Here's what happens. There are three Chattergories. The first Chattergory is my Chattergory. It can be literally whatever I want. Mm-hmm. It can be what nail polish color do I have on right now? You know what I mean? That could be the question. If you don't like that, don't bother DMing us at Hot Nights with Abby. Like, get a grip and grow up.
Yep.
The second Chattergory is the coolest Chattergory. And now that has to be reasonable. It can't be whatever they want. I don't know what color nail polish you have on. Because I'm not with you right now. That's a bit unfair.
Yeah.
A bit unfair.
It is. It is fun. Yeah, it's unfair.
I would say the game is unfair.
Yeah, but
towards me. Unfair towards me.
Oh, and it is your show. Yeah. Okay.
The third category is a mystery category that our producers have worked tirelessly on, and I'm always excited for the mystery category.
They work long hours, guys. You don't understand.
You don't get it.
The hours they put in for this question.
You actually, none of you get it, so.
It's absurd. Yeah. Like, if we were going to do one of those Adam Levine stupid memes that everyone's doing at the moment, it'd be a photo of them working. Be like, wow, that question of yours is absurd.
Isn't that?
I'm so sick of that meme, guys. If you ever think to do one, if you're a business, you're like, how can we reflect this? And you haven't done it already, don't do it.
Yeah, maybe just leave it. But also, to be honest, like, if I send someone a photo and they replied saying that body of yours is absurd.
Oh, ick.
ick.
You have to ick
just
it.
Just send me the emoji with the red face and the sweating over the eyes.
That's
and the
one.
Out.
That's the one.
This?
Sweating.
Or drool.
Or drool.
Sweaty or drool. Either one.
Really?
I'll cop either one.
You'll cop
or
either one.
Or alarm emojis.
Alarm emojis. That's a good one.
Wheel, wheel.
I'm deceased. Anyway. Send the truck.
The truck.
Oh, the alarm ones. I haven't thought of the alarm
wheel,
ones.
Wheel. Anyway.
That's good.
So, sorry, Maddie, to keep you waiting.
Hello, Maddie.
I'm quite enjoying this conversation.
Do you agree, Maddie?
Like
do you agree?
Yes, I honestly do.
Any more? Have you got any more there? Oh, she just hung up. Did she just go? Where'd she go? She gone?
I'm good. I'll sing a song.
Yeah,
okay. Goodbye, Maddie. Goodbye, Maddie. Anyway, yeah, what's another good way to reply to a photo that isn't Adam Levine? That's absurd.
Well, it'd be nice. Is Maddie actually gone? Oh, she's not calling back? Okay. Guys, I think Maddie hung up. Oh, she's coming. Okay, great.
Maddie's pink now on our little screen.
Oh. Yeah, you know, it goes through different colours when they come back. She just dropped out. Is she going through a tunnel? What's going on with Maddie?
Well, I think Maddie shouldn't be driving and chattergoring.
That's actually not safe. And trust me, take it from me that I don't have my license. You can't be doing it. Maddie!
I'm so sorry.
Maddie, what happened there? What happened?
Look, I got too excited turning up the volume on my AirPods to answer you guys, and it disconnected.
No,
look, Maddie,
no,
we forgive you.
On the AirPods, you've just hung up, mate. Like, you just hung up on us.
No, look, I don't think she did.
I've got to psych you out somehow, don't I?
Yeah, you know what? I'm rattled.
Hasn't been done before, actually.
Hasn't. That's actually iconic. To be fair, look, Maddie, good play.
Good play.
All right, Maddie, names as buzzers. Best of three, okay. Right?
Playing for a one-year Disney Plus subscription and a $200 David Jones voucher to buy some Skims, season two of the Star original series. The Kardashians is streaming now on Disney Plus with new episodes every Thursday. Sound good, Maddie?
Amazing. I'm ready.
Here comes the first category, which is Abby's category, and that is Abby's Fijian holiday. Were you there, Maddie?
I wasn't, but I felt like I was in spirit watching all her stories.
Okay, yep. Well, maybe yep. You might get this one right. Maybe here comes the question. What is the name of the main international airport?
Nadi?
I'll give you that. Yep. Yeah, that's it. Nadi. Nadi's correct. I'll give you that because it is the correct answer, yes.
Okay, good. I'll give it to you because it was. Right.
Okay. All right. Maddie, question two is your category, and that is Disney songs. You
okay,
beauty.
Slay.
Slay. The sponsor will be happy. Here we go. The song Into the Unknown is from which Disney movie?
Maddie.
Frozen
2?
What? It's from what?
Never heard that one. Frozen 2.
Oh.
Is it the Let It Go of Frozen 2, potentially?
It is.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I was
probably not as iconic.
No, I haven't.
Well, obviously not.
Obviously not.
Obviously not, Maddie. And that's a fair assessment. But one all.
Okay, one all. Here comes the random category. Sorry, guys. Gonna have to get another one for tomorrow. Looks like you're staying back all night.
Sorry, guys.
Here we go. The random category is the Kardashians.
Right. Have you heard of them?
Do you know them?
Absolutely. I feel like my family makes them look sane.
Oh, wow.
Oh, interesting.
We've all got wacky families.
It's therapy to watch them.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
That's for sure.
Here we go. Here comes the question.
What?
Which Kardashian Jenner was pregnant in season one of the Kardashian?
Maddie.
Abby?
Kim. Courtney.
Maddie.
Kim.
Okay.
Okay, now go back to me.
No, we have another question, I believe. In comes producer Max.
Was pregnant in season one.
Yep, of the Kardashians.
That is a big throwback.
The answer is Kylie. She was pregnant. And I watched it. I remember. Hello, Max, in your subpar headphones.
Hang on. Season one, she could not have been pregnant in season one.
She was only like 13.
She was in the new
Kardashians. Oh. Not keeping up with, guys. Oh. Not keeping up with.
Look, we're going
home, baby. Of course, because it's on Disney Plus.
Come on, guys.
Sorry, guys. Oh.
Yeah, my bad.
It's all right. Hey, it's okay. Max, with another question.
I'm here with a tiebreaker question.
Wow, I'm nervous.
And subpar headphones, by the way.
Embarrassing. They look good.
Sorry. Yeah, they look good.
Oh. But they hurt.
Your ears sore?
Even after a minute.
How about the eardrums? Warm? Sorry, mate.
Even Maddie's loving it. Maddie's got AirPods in. She's living the dream.
Maddie's got AirPods with her Rhodes.
That
lux life. And the luxury. We're living luxury. Poor Max has come in.
Max has got him off the street. Love you, Rhodes. Okay, love you, Rhodes.
Council collection.
Okay, no, guys, get yourself out of this situation. I'm going.
Okay,
no,
stay,
okay.
Stay,
all right,
stay,
okay.
Stay. Thank you, Rhodes. Thank you, Rhodes. Yes.
All right. I'm ready. The tiebreaker category.
Yeah.
Is fruits.
Not headphones?
It's not headphones.
No. Get your head in the game. Best headphones in the studio?
Max. Max.
The category is fruits, guys.
Okay, fruits. Okay, fruits. Okay, yeah.
Okay, okay,
okay. Name a fruit that has seeds in it.
Abby.
Maddie.
Abby.
Orange.
Yes.
Well done. Well done,
Nummies.
Abby. Nummies.
Now, I have a question actually regarding oranges.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever had a frozen orange bit in summer? Or is that a Queensland thing, like frozen grapes?
That is definitely a Queensland thing. I feel like I had them at my primary school tuck shop.
There we go.
Nummies, if you haven't had it, try it. Sorry, Maddie.
That's okay.
Maybe.
I was going to say specifically a Gold Coast thing.
Okay, Gold Coast thing. There you go.
Gold Coast girls. Gold Coast girls.
Gold Coast girls. Sorry, Maddie, if you want to play categories for that awesome David Jones voucher, buy some Skims, Disney Plus subscription. Guys, DM now at Hot Nights with Abby.
Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time.
I'm so nervous. Will Abby. Oh, I'm too nervous.
Let's go, Abby. Rock
you like a hurricane.
There we go.
This I'd like to see. Say it again.
There's a lot. Oh, God. Okay, so this is the big one.
I'm so nervous.
What? You've been so good this whole time.
I've been so good. My hands are getting sweaty. And I fear that they'll slip off the nylon string.
Okay.
I fear that I'll lose control of my beautiful guitar.
Beautifully cheap
guitar. So everyone, if you've missed it, I'm actually learning to play guitar so that hopefully Post Malone will let me interview him. It's a long game.
It's a long game. Yeah, it's a long game.
We're a few weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned the start of Seven Nation Army.
You haven't just learned the start, though. You've also learned to sing it.
Well, here's the thing. So I was supposed to get a lesson from someone and they bailed on me. That's right. We'll do it later in the month, whatever. To learn chords.
Yep.
But instead of doing that, I've now taught myself how to sing and jam.
Baby girl. Needs something done right, does it herself. What a
and
surprise.
And that's it, baby. And that's it. But we currently...
Baby.
Okay. So we now have our live outfit.
Baby.
Baby. Baby. It's a cool... Yeah, baby.
Get on the bed.
In the rider, baby. So here's the thing. We're actually about to play guitar.
Yeah, we've got people in here.
We've got an intimate crowd. This is the thing. Like, you know how like they say, like, oh, like it's so easy playing a festival, but like playing an intimate show is so much harder? I get that.
It's the whites of the eyes, mate.
There's three people in front of me about a foot away.
Yep, we've never seen them before in our lives.
No,
I didn't. So
guys, how did you get tickets? How did you get tickets?
We won them, Hot Nights.
Yeah, 1060.
The world famous rooftop that no one called for.
Hit.com.au, get on the win page. Yeah. You know,
okay,
all that fun stuff.
I'm going to do a performance in order to convince everyone listening that I deserve a better guitar.
Because that one you've got there is by far the cheapest guitar we've ever seen. Actually, in fact, Max went to the guitar shop and said, guys, she will not stick at this. We need the cheapest guitar we can get. They went, okay.
Which is fair enough.
Very fair.
I have like $1,000 worth of roller skating gear. Like, I don't stick with things.
Case in point.
But I've stuck with this.
So, if this is a good performance, hey, maybe you are worth an expensive guitar.
Okay, everyone, here's what's happening. I've learned to sing and play, but I've got an emotional performance for you that I've actually enrolled a backup singer. Don't make me laugh.
No.
Two and one, baby. Two and one.
Guys,
my hands are actually sweaty. Let me just. I just need to jam harder.
Actually, right. Looks so uncomfortable.
Sorry. Let me just see. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right.
In tune. Headphones look good.
Yep. Boob over thing.
Yeah. Great.
I can't even look at them because they're just so intimate. Ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
5, 6, 7, 8. Slay.
Slay.
I'm going to fight them all.
You're going to fight them all?
A Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back.
They can't hold her
back. We're going to rip them off.
Rip them off?
taking their time right behind my back.
Behind it, the back.
And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Who's she talking to?
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
It's a complicated mind.
And the feeling coming from my bones says, leave it alone.
It'll fall off.
And that's it, guys. I can do more.
Ah, guys, yay!
I could do the whole song, but I think it might get boring after a while for anyone listening.
That was so good.
Okay.
It's very slam poetry.
Well, that's what we're going for because going I was a bit for, embarrassed baby. To sing on radio, saving that for the performance. So do you three think that I should, do you three strangers think that I should get a new guitar?
You didn't blink that whole time. It was very unnerving. Your eyes are watering.
She was so
I was
locked in.
I was trying not to laugh because you go, very complicated mind.
It's all in a tissue. Yeah. It's all watering.
And my hands very are so sweaty. My hands are so sweaty.
So nervous. So, Jimmy is the guitar player here. Mm. See how she's using every finger.
Yeah, look, it's weird that she doesn't have like the strap on the back of a guitar or a chair. Like you should have it resting on your
boob
leg.
Over though. No, boob over.
You guys stole my chair that I usually rest on. Nathan's sitting on it.
I paid for front row seats. I get a chair.
Yeah. So okay, let's do a poll. Do you think I deserve a better guitar?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
Oh. I'm jamming day and night, and this is a 3/4 size. I think it's time for me to go full size.
Okay, all right.
No, no, Abby is going to need one because she's about to break it over Jimmy's head.
There you go.
Yeah, good one.
13, 10, 60, what do you reckon? Give us a call. How did Abby go? Does she deserve a better guitar?
Thank you.
Take your calls next. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
If you missed it just before, you can get the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Hot Nights with Abby. She just did another wicked intimate performance. Seven Nation Army as slam poetry to...
No, credit to you, though, for the backups.
Thank you. I kind of did some ad-lib.
Ad-libs.
It was improv. It was yes and. You know, it was a bunch of yes ands.
It was great.
So we asked 131060, do you reckon after that performance that you just heard live, Abby deserves a expensive guitar now? Like a good guitar. Like, you know when you're like a hobbyist, you get some cheap stuff just to kind of get into it. And then you roll into the I'm into it stuff.
I guess I am a hobbyist, aren't I?
Yeah, I think you are, yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, no, I'm really keen.
Good.
I think I deserve it. I can sing and jam.
You can sing and jam.
Totally.
Hello, Jess. What do you think?
Oh, Abby, you are amazing. You deserve a guitar.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess.
So much. What price range do you reckon?
Oh, the highest you can go.
Agree.
Absolutely. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Abby's amazing. Did an amazing job and definitely deserves a decent guitar.
Thanks, Scott.
A decent guitar, not even a good one.
Love you, Abby. You're awesome.
Love you.
Good on you, Scott. All right. Well, that's two from two. Everyone thinks yes. And to be fair, I would, you know what I'm like?
Direct. You would enjoy to say no to me.
And I would go, hey, I don't think you were good enough.
You actually would.
Like, I don't think you're good enough. But that was really good. And I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with all fingers.
Because you taught me, baby.
Hey, baby. 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 Touch your baby.
Yeah.
All right. Also, official phone poll. 100% of people say you should get one. You're doing it, baby.
We're doing it, baby.
We're doing it, baby.
We're playing at Madison Square Garden.
Which is just the half part of the Hyde Park. So there's like a little bit of a corner and the fact that normies, you know.
Yeah.
You know. What?
Anyway, let's just, you know what?
Madison's
thanks
there.
For ruining my dreams.
What?
No, it's fine. See you when I'm headlining Splendor, babe, and you're begging to get backstage.
No, well, I'm doing backing vocals, aren't I?
Oh, yes, Slay.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Good News Tuesday now.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Hello and welcome to Good News Tuesday. It is Abby Chatfield here.
Hello, Abby Chatfield. Your co-host Rowan Edwards is here as well. That is me. Hello.
You look good today, for once.
Oh, thank you. I've changed the foundation and I've got a more slimmer fit.
Yeah.
To catch up with the trend.
You look good. The thing is...
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Your body looks absurd.
Well, it's such an hourglass that I think I heard the kids are saying that's sexy.
Is that what he said? Is it an hourglass?
He's like, yeah, didn't he? He said something like, oh my God, I don't know how it's such an hourglass.
It's Adam Levine, by the way, everyone in those texts. Anyway, it's a boring content. didn't know why I brought it up. So good news, Chews. We like to hear good news. Sarah, what's your good news on this, Chews?
Hello, Sarah. What's your good news?
Hey, I joined the gym for the first time and today was my first day.
Woohoo! What'd you do at gym today?
Oh, I did so many different things. I did burpees, I did sit-ups, I did walking up the steps, I did treadmill, everything, you name it.
I love it. That's amazing. Did you love it?
Oh, I loved it so much. It's been great, honestly. Best thing I've probably done for myself in a long time.
Amazing. Fantastic. How great. I love that. I love the energy you get after gym.
Oh, the dopamine, awesome.
It's the best.
Awesome.
Lisa, what's your good news on this Chews?
So my ex-boyfriend, an old ex-friend of mine, slept with each other. They have chlamydia. Best news I've ever heard in my whole entire life.
Can I hit the yay button?
It's curable. It's curable. It's curable.
It is curable. Yes, yeah, a slay.
Slay. They have chlamydia. No, we don't laugh at STIs, but, you know, it is a little bit of karma. It's a little bit of karma. They have to go to the doctor and get antibiotics.
Did you get a really good, warm feeling after hearing that, Lisa?
I just felt like I was on top of the world, you know?
Yep. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Just like, thank you, God. I believe in you more than ever now.
Wow, that's stunning.
That's stunning. Well, yeah, that's a great way to end Good News Tuesday. Yeah. Hot Nights Podcast. Okay, so there's this trend on TikTok, Abby, where brides are saying this is our, like, this is my wedding non-negotiables.
Okay, like, what's an example?
It's like, as in, no kids. Like, this is my list, and the top of them is like, you can't bring your kids.
Totally, okay,
blah,
cool.
Blah, blah, mm-hmm. All this stuff. Mm-hmm. So this one Queensland girl has put up her list. It's just like, if you're familiar with TikTok, it's a photo, and you kind of green screen it, and you point out your list and go, this is what I don't like.
Great.
And that makes sense. Stuff like, doesn't want kids that are under 16 there.
Fair enough.
So all these are normal things. She's like, if I'm buying a cake, I'm not giving you dessert. Like, we're not adding on another course to dinner.
Yeah, have fair the cake. Enough.
Like,
fair enough.
All these things. People are calling her a bridezilla. And I was kind of reading it and I was like, I don't really think that's fair. Because everything she had there were just like very normal things. One of them was like short, sweet speeches. I don't want to sit through a long speech.
I went to a wedding once
where
the speeches lasted the entire 3-course meal. I didn't talk
not
to
cool.
anyone.
Agreed. So, you know, short and sweet. Said they're boring, which agreed.
They are boring. I don't care about your childhood.
And she said she's going to, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I don't care about hearing about my childhood.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And she wants to do a short dress at the reception because she wants to dance. Like, all these things are so good. She did say she wanted to see the husband in the morning for a coffee before the wedding, which I was like, just like, okay, it's your wedding, fine, but why don't you see him at the altar?
I would want to do that to make sure that he was coming still.
Oh my God, you would actually. But
the person that I want to marry, you know who it is. He'd probably bail that day off, so I need to make sure he's going to be there. Baby, I just couldn't make it, baby.
You know I love you, baby, but...
Baby, I love you. I just can't do it, baby.
But this was... So I wanted to bring you this, and I wanted to give you the audio and everything. But then I was like, I kind of agree with her. And plus, I don't like calling brides bridezillas, because one of my friends, his now wife was great, but he's like an event organizer, and he was complaining about everything. He was the groomzilla.
It's a bit sexist, isn't it? Oh, and women also, you know what's funny? Just a side caveat before you go into your actual rage.
Oh, yeah.
Is with bridezillas, it's like women are expected to always organize everything. And then when they do just that, they get called bridezillas. Like when they organize.
See,
you know
don't
what I mean?
Like it. I don't like it.
Not good. Feminist king. Is that what your rant is about? Ally? Being an ally? Feminist ally?
Well, I just want to be like, what is this girl actually like?
Because you were ready to defend her.
Yeah. I kind of was. Right. And then, wow, did I see it? Did I see it?
What? Did something
she's a classic.
At wedding?
She's lovely. I'm sure she's lovely. If you're listening, I'm not going to shout out her Instagram. I'm not going to shout out the TikTok because I think it's probably unfair. But I think she knows. She knows who she is. I was looking through whatever content and what stuck out to me. Have a guess. What do you reckon stuck out to me?
What do you hate more than
what do you reckon stuck out to me?
You hate hacks.
Oh, funny that. She had a hack on there. So I was like, Max, come here. So Max and I sitting watching these girls' TikTok on.
Pull Max into it. Max is feigning anger. He's like, oh, it's really annoying.
So come here,
Rowan.
Max. And it said, egg and bacon McMuffin hack. And I was like, oh, here, what's she going to do?
Okay,
what's she possibly going to do?
Yep.
You know what else she did? She got one of those tip-top English McMuffins. She cut it in half, right? Opened it up.
Yeah.
She put an egg on the pan. She put a piece of bacon on the pan. Guess what? She cooked them. Then she got a piece of cheese out of the packet. She took one half of the muffin, put the egg on, cheese on, bacon on, shut the muffin and said, look, guys.
just making it.
She's just cooked.
She just cooked. It isn't even like a revolutionary recipe. She just cooked.
It's not a tip. It wasn't even a hack. She's just cooked breakfast. This lady's just cooked breakfast. But now why would you call it a hack?
Because the hack...
No, mate.
Is the hack maybe...
She didn't even open the muffin normal.
No,
you
know
what
it is. No. There is a hack involved. There is a hack involved. There is a hack involved.
Well,
she's put on a multi-grain muffin.
No, mate, breakfast. That's just breakfast.
An English ham.
No, it's just breakfast.
No, she didn't put bacon on. She put the ham on.
Well, then it's an egg and ham sausage muffin, which is wrong because that's not what they sell.
Which is so yuck.
Guys, it's that because that's – okay, so then I got so angry about it, so we had to talk about that. I was – oh, my God, I was so angry. I was so angry. You know who hacks?
Who?
People like – sorry, Optus, but hacked.
That's a hack.
They got hacked.
Sorry, Optus.
Sorry, Optus.
Sorry for bringing up
sorry,
Optus.
Sorry, Optus, but you got hacked.
To be fair, okay? though. To be fair.
They're hackers.
They're hackers.
I'll stand by it. There are hackers.
You know what? Hackers cause havoc.
But if you use a lemon on your sink to make it shiny, you're not a hacker.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you. So please turn off your radio now.
Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on.
It's time for Naughty at 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice. Sexy.
Ooh, yeah.
Why did you go up then? Like, why'd you go here?
Yeah.
Are you not sure?
Ooh, yeah.
You're allowed to get naughty now. It's half
Thank
naughty.
You. Okay. We have a naughty story for you all, but listen, it's come from an unlikely subject.
Right.
Now, have you heard of a story regarding chess?
And oh, I have.
Anal beats.
Oh, maybe not that one. Maybe a different chess story.
Okay, let me tell you, I came across this TikTok like 2 days ago, and I'm having an issue recently where I can't finish TikTok. So they're bored, next, dopamine.
Yeah, okay.
I finished this bad boy.
Really?
I finished it.
Wow.
Now, here's what's happened. Okay, so in the chess world, I'll give you some context. There's this grandmaster called Magnus Carlsen. He is like the chess player to end all chess players. Imagine in Queen's Gambit, he's that slay. Like he's like,
really?
He's like, I can play chess. None of you can play chess as good as me. Grow up and move on about it, right? And it's obviously all these tournaments.
Okay.
He's from Norway, so he feels like he's better than everyone because, you know, they have like a nicer healthcare system. And he never loses. And recently, he has played a 19-year-old American named Hans Niemann, right? 19-year-old and a 31-year-old. 31-year-old is like the grandmaster, the chess player to all end all chess players. Hans has come from nowhere.
Right.
Who are you, Hans? Right? Okay.
Niemann.
They play together. Hans beats Magnus.
Okay.
Which everyone went, hang on, that's pretty impressive. Well done.
Wow.
Then there was a cryptic message from a football manager, Jose Mourinho, I think is how you say his last name.
Jose Mourinho, yeah.
Regarding this, and he said, if I speak about this, I'm in big trouble. There's mystery surrounding the chess world, right?
Right, okay. Wow.
Now there's a rumor that Niemann cheated. How, you may think.
Why?
How could you cheat in chess?
Can't cheat in chess.
You can't cheat in chess. Like, unless you have a computer somewhere. But I think they get, like, searched before they play these games. They don't have any, like,
Fair
computer
enough.
Things on them.
Fair enough.
They get searched externally, but not internally.
Not internally.
No cavity searches at chess tournaments, turns out.
Well, they should bring that in, maybe.
Well, because there's an accusation!
Oh. What is it?
That Hans has been cheating via anal beads.
Ah, right.
So here's the thing. I mean, it seems simultaneously extremely unlikely and extremely likely. Okay. Because how has this 19-year-old beat him? And the thing is, Magnus Carlsen has come out with a statement. He says, I believe that Neiman has cheated. His over-the-board progress has been unusual, and throughout our game in the Sinkfield Cup, I had the impression that he wasn't tense or even fully concentrating on the game in critical positions. I am not willing to play chess with Neiman. I hope the truth on this matter comes out, whatever it may be. Now,
sounds like a bit of a sore loser.
That's
if I'm honest.
Also what I think.
Sounds like Magnus is sad that he lost.
And also that Neiman was like, whatevs, babe.
I don't care.
Horse to P1. Yep. You know what I mean? He's like, get that pawn out. Oh, got ya.
Yeah.
My rook. My rook is there.
Oh, you've taken my queen.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he's doing. And Magnus is there all tense.
Stressed.
Going, scary, scary, scary.
Hmm.
And Neiman's there with a vape going, baby.
Baby.
It's all right, baby. It's just a game, baby. It's just a game. But also, then I think it also is very likely because you win a lot of money at these tournaments, don't you?
Yeah, lots. People love it.
So it also isn't completely out of the question that he's gotten a computer to make these moves. Because one of the accusations is that he's the moves he's making make almost no sense, but a computer would make them. But I also don't know how someone could watch someone make these moves and go, only a computer could do that. What if someone's just as good as a computer?
So here's my thing with this, listening to you talk about this, is that if there's someone giving him signals through a computer, through anal beads, why isn't he just playing?
No, because they've got a computer playing. The computer is making the moves.
Right.
They're entering
so like
in their
man,
moves.
He has like a man behind the chair, like how Spider-Man has a guy at home.
Yeah. And they're doing remote control anal beads. But I'm wondering how would they he'd have to learn Morse code via anal beads.
Well, I'm sure there's different settings on these anal beads where it's like faster, slower, like random. So maybe means like rook. Up.
But imagine how many combinations.
Yeah, you'd learn. If it's like for 3 mil, you'd go.
Imagine how many combinations there are of like rook forward.
Rook forward.
Okay. Pawn. Diagonal.
Pawn? Wait, are you talking about pawn or chess? Oh, sorry, the pawn. Oh, diagonal.
Pawn,
be like,
diagonal, left. little castle thing. Straight ahead.
Yeah, the queen. Take the queen.
look, to be honest, it's all very stressful, but to be similarly honest, I don't really care. I don't really care what the answer is. I think it's a funny story. I couldn't care less. They're acting like it's life or death. I think, to be honest, it's equally as likely, you know, like Ockham's razor, like the most simple explanation is usually the explanation. That's Ockham's razor.
Never heard of the word Ockham's razor.
Well, I think the most simple is anal beadless. Just good at chess.
Just good at chess.
Or anal beads. Oh, I don't know.
I reckon he's learned a code. I reckon he's up and about in it. And
Neiman said that he'll do it naked.
Yeah, but it's in there, mate.
But he'll have a little tail coming out the back.
Well, they'd have to check for the tail, wouldn't they?
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. We are finished for another night. Fun show tonight, Abs. Very fun
jam.
Show. Slay.
So long, farewell, adieu,
adieu, adieu to you.
And you, and you.
Tomorrow we are doing more Fiji holiday chat.
What a surprise.
You have more stories.
Somehow.
Big
I just
holiday.
Slayed the whole time.
Well, this is the thing. You eat, sleep, slay, repeat.
That's what I do. And I'll do it at World Pride next year with Flight Centre.
Fuck, I see you tomorrow.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.